Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 233, Abundance is Everywhere. The laborers are few. Now, this is a biblical reference. I was listening to Pharrell Williams in an interview, and he was talking about the something he had read in the Bible, and he said, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to God to send out laborers into his harvest. I had to look that up. You know, I looked it up and I found that it's under Matthew, I believe. But he was talking about how we're so fortunate that there's so much opportunity everywhere. Creativity, abundance, you know, but you have to show up for it. And I really love this. So I figured, you know, I wanted to turn that into an episode. It's like, there, see, guys, inspiration can strike anywhere. I was watching this. And I'm like, I like that. And so I turned it into abundance is everywhere. The laborers are few. Now, obviously, I look at all of you who listen to the show as the few who are doing the work. And even if you're in a season where maybe you feel like you're not being responsible enough to do the work, may you find that in your heart. Maybe it's about, and I'll talk about this in the third point, maybe it's about where the work and the energy is focused on, right? And it had me reflecting. We live in this beautiful time where we've never had more opportunity, more access to each other, hopefully in a healthier way. when you attach a lot of, we've never had more abundance, but we've never also had a reason for more responsibility for that abundance. Let me put it that way. On one hand, we have opportunities to connect. We have modern technology. We have new ways to earn livings, a living. We have new skill sets that are emerging, and we can have multiple skill sets. And I like how Pharrell Williams, he's like, we're pluralists. We all are. He's like, you're more than just, you know, one specific job. You're multiple things. And on top of that, you're also maybe a husband or a wife or a father or a brother, a daughter, you know, whatever. You're all of these different things doing all of these different roles, right? But we've never had more abundance and opportunity than ever before. Now, of course, everybody has circumstances. Everybody has different needs. Well, similar in a lot of ways, though. But everybody has different circumstances. Everybody has different environments. Everybody has different hardships, different paths, different everything. Everything. And I get that. I totally get that. Some paths maybe start off a little bit harder than others. We can't compare. And in fact, I want to use this opportunity to share something that was very interesting that my mother told me several times throughout last couple decades. But it was always something interesting, especially during some of my hardest times. And you know, if you're not careful and you ever compare to other people and say, well, look how easy they had, or look what they didn't have to go through, or whatever it might be, right? She would always say, if you were to take all of your problems, all the things that you've had to go through, and you take them out and you put them on the table in front of you, in front of everybody else, and they had to do the exact same thing, each and every single person would take their very same things right back. Their past, their hardships, the things that they've had to go through. If you saw what everybody else was going through, you'd take yours right back. And isn't that an interesting concept when you really think about it? And for me, it feels very true, but it's a very interesting concept, because then it shows you that what may be hard for what may be hard for you may not be for somebody else who's looking at your stuff and like, oh, I'll take what I you know, go through. And then you look at their stuff, you're like, I would never want to go through that stuff. But it goes to show you, we all have unique paths. We all have unique circumstances. We all have unique obstacles. We all have unique lessons to be learned specifically for our soul's dynamic. That doesn't take away from the fact that we are all equally available to the abundance of this world and the opportunities that God has given us. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that on one hand, we are learning from our path how to make better choices and step up to the plate and show up as the laborer ready to till the land, you know, to till the harvest. And you have a massive responsibility to carve that out that path in accordance with what feels right for you. I mean, this is like you just being given, basically, life is like being given the keys to a Ferrari. It's like, here you go. Here's your keys to your Ferrari. And now you're also being asked to take care of it. That should be a beautiful wake-up call. That should be a beautiful realization, a self-reflection, an observation. You, life is this Ferrari. Now, at times, it may not look or feel like one. So, maybe, what if you were given all of the parts completely spread out and completely unattached to each other? But it's Ferrari, and I've used this analogy before, it's the rarest one in the world. There's only one, but you were given all the parts, but you have to put it together. You were given the manual, you were given all the means to put it together, but you have to put it together. Abundance is everywhere. The laborers are a few. Can you show up? And so a few different points I want to talk about. The first one is the hardest part of the harvest is to do all the work to reap it. It's easy to ask for the seed and the seed is planted. I firmly believe that whatever we ask for from God, from the Creator, from our lives, from our intuitive knowing and being is presented to us, is taken care of for us. It is the moment we think about it, just like that, it's out in the universe and it's already working its way to us. Now, can you be the person who works toward receiving that? Can you do the work to prepare for the harvest so you'll know how to till it when it comes? Straight up, can you do the work to prepare for the harvest so you know how to till it when it comes? Because otherwise, what would happen? What would happen if all of a sudden, right now, pick something that you cannot normally do, and all of a sudden it's a beautiful, abundant thing that was just like handed over to you? Imagine like something like a massive fortune, but you never really like learned to like manage money. But a massive fortune was like handed over to you, here's the deal: like in order to keep it that way, you actually have to like know how like stocks work. You have to know how like the banking works. You have to know how like your accounts are set up. You have to know how the taxes work. You have to know like all these different things. So if you weren't already actively participating in trying to at least understand it from, you know, your current level, how would you be able to take care of it when it's presented to you? A lot of people want things, and rightfully so, because I think it's our birthright to receive, but it is also our responsibility to take care of it, like everything in our life. So abundance is everywhere. The laborers are few. Can you be the laborer that tills the land to receive the abundance that is all around you? The second point I want to bring up is that there's three things you're going to have to manage more than anything. And I, of course, I've got a couple of posts on this, and I want to bring up one in particular. But the three things you're going to have to manage more than anything. The first one is your mind and your thoughts. The second one is your energy. And the third is your focus or distractions. These are obvious, but these are a lifelong responsibility. Your mind can easily mess with you, and your mind is also so beyond creative and innovative and unique and extraordinary. If your mind is messing with you, there's a couple of things I want you to consider. Number one, ask yourself why those things are coming up. Instead of just, and it's easy to spiral out of control. I get it. Believe me, I get it. Your one thought leads to another thought, leads to another thought. one day turns into weeks, weeks turn into months, months can turn into years. Why those thoughts? The second thing on that is, can you pray? You know, and when I say pray, a lot of times, you know, you guys hear me talk about this often. I don't just mean like without scripture and or some spiritual mantra. Can you have an intimate conversation with God and be like, I need help? I'm trying to figure this out. I want to figure this out. I want to learn about what I'm here to do and how to do it best. And my mind's messing with me. And then the other thing is what else might be contributing to your mind? What about the responsibilities of what's contributing to your mindset? Is it the people you're around? Is it what you're watching? Are you watching the media? Are you reading the media? Which we all know what that'll do. You know, what are the inputs? What are you around? What are you hearing? What are you listening to? Music or people or otherwise? What are you eating? Man, I learned so much about what I put in my body from a food and how that affects my mind and emotions and energy. Are you kidding me? Right? So these are things you're going to have to manage. And at first it can seem overwhelming because you're like, I think that's often at times why it's hard for anybody to kind of just all of a sudden jump right in, right? Into all these things is because it's overwhelming. And so therefore they're just prolonged. Maybe if you just apply just a little bit of grace, and it's the whole 1% every day theory, which is like, okay, let me look at a few things that, you know, I want to just start implementing in these different areas. And it just starts with really healthy questions and really healthy decision, next decisions. It's okay if you already made a lot of mistakes. It happens. We've all been there. But start asking yourself the right questions. Start managing your mind and your thoughts just by being present with it. Either pray or ask, like, why these thoughts and what can I do differently? The second one on this list I said is your energy. Your energy, while it's capable of being very abundant, it can also be, you know, if not managed correctly, depleted. And, you know, there's a lot of, it's not just the mind that can mess with the energy. Obviously, again, notice all the same similarities. People, what are you listening to? What are you doing for activity or not? Environments, all these things. Are you giving away more than you are keeping for yourself in terms of doing what you need to be doing that's best, right? And then, of course, your focus and distraction. And focus is, in a world that we are getting millions of inputs daily, weekly, there is a lot that can work against us, which then, by the way, feeds into our energy and our mind. See how they're all connected? Like, you have to really, really ground in being present and removing all these different things that don't matter, right? I did this post. I'm going to bring this up real quick. And, you know, many of you probably saw it online who follow me. And, you know, I love this post. It's one of my favorite posts. It says, you don't need to do more. You often need to do less, but better. Eliminate everything that distracts you. Double down on everything that promotes you. The law of attraction also includes the law of subtraction. Remove anything that isn't currently serving you, your environments, your health, your relationships, your money, or your authenticity. Go through these. It's dated. If you go to my Instagram, it's dated February 15th. That was the one. Go through these. Think about these, right? 90% of things are unimportant. Find out the 10% that mean the most to you. Work, play, rest, creativity, family, health, God, and design your life around that. No is a full sentence. Instead of overcommitting from FOMO, fear of missing out, avoidance, loneliness, or escapism, only say yes to activities that promote and expand your purpose, creativity, and health. Clarity will help you say no. Your no's will give you direction. And then I finish with, may your journey be peaceful. May your sprints be fruitful. May your obstacles be insightful. May your life be full, a one full intentional marathon. Why this? Because that is the labor that receives the abundance. That post, February 15th, you can go onto my Instagram and check that one out. And if you're new, if you're a new listener here, then you found me through Spotify or Apple at Matt Gottesman on Instagram. But, you know, definitely. So this is what I mean about taking this time. This actually also coexists with a post that I did yesterday. Your discipline will teach you love. Your consistency will teach you trust, and your showing up will teach you faith. I've talked about this one before. All three will answer your prayers. Your discipline will teach you love, love for your work, your purpose, and the process, love for your commitment, which is needed in everything in your life, love for your honesty, love for yourself, which will transfer to love for God and for others. Your consistency will teach you trust, trust in your path, trust in your vision, trust in your gut intuition, trust in yourself, which will transfer to trust in God and in others. Your showing up will teach you faith, faith in what you can't see but feel, faith in something bigger that hasn't yet revealed itself to you, faith in your decisions, faith in yourself, which will transfer to faith in God and in others. The character we develop in the waiting is the resistance to God and his delivery. So, of course, we're able to till and reap the harvest when it comes. when that's how we're behaving daily, right? The final point I wanted to bring up, which is, again, all this is related. It's like the hard work on the things that matter is not the same thing as the hard work on the things that don't. The former gives you life, the latter takes. Hard work on the things that matter. Why I bring this one up is because if you're ever feeling like, oh, that seems impossible. Oh, I don't really know how to do that. Oh, I don't really know if I want to do that. Like, the mind kicking in to try to mess with you. Impossible is what God does. If you're called to it, I will tell you this. It's definitely a different commitment. The hard work it'll be hard at times because you may not feel like doing something, but it's interesting. It still pulls you through because you're like, nah, I got to finish this. I can't even begin to explain to you how many times, like, I love everything I'm doing. Let me tell you something. There are plenty of days. I'm actually in a season right now where, like, I'm having more naps than I've ever had before. I am tired at times. I'm really tired, even though I love what I'm doing. Why I keep going is because there's a commitment that's so much deeper in there that just pulls me through. It's connected. I love doing what I'm called to do, even when I'm really, really tired. However, compare that to things that if I'm distracted by or other things that aren't for me, or, you know, other work in the past. Yeah, some of that work taught me a lot of things about what to use now, but there was other work that it was distracting work. I didn't need to be doing that. You know, obviously I take the good lesson from that, but I can tell you, man, it did take from me. It really depleted me in ways that I was like, there is no way I can continue to go on through life with this. And it easily transferred over into one of my favorite sayings you guys always hear me say, which is, you know, when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, you'll change. You know, so it's like, yeah, you know, hard work on the things that matter is a way different animal than on the things that isn't. You really feel depleted on the things that, you know, aren't as important or don't matter, right? I mean, I literally feel pulled through on the things that matter when I'm toughest. And so I bring all this up again because we all have access to this abundance. It's all around us. It's constantly all around us. You have to really manage this idea, this mindset that says, oh, well, I don't really know how I'm going to do it. Like, none of us do. We have to answer the calling. And as we move, things are like, this is how we learn faith. That's why I did that whole post about, like, when you show up, this is how you learn what faith is. It's like, all right, I'm just going to kind of show up. I'm going to ask these questions and we'll see, like, where that goes. Like, oh, boom, here's a person that's going to help. Oh, here's a resource. Oh, here's this, here's that. And you're like, okay. You know, you're constantly trusting, you're constantly having faith. But you're moving energetically, focused, with the right mind, you know, managing the mind. But abundance is everywhere. The laborers are few. Can you reap the harvest? Can you till the harvest? Can you prepare for the harvest? And then can you till it when it comes? Because it's all around us. And so I wanted to pose that question to you that, like, it doesn't matter if you don't know it. It doesn't matter from what position you come from. It doesn't matter title. It doesn't matter status. It doesn't matter your economic background. It doesn't matter. Any of this stuff doesn't matter. What matters is, are you willing to at least put the next, like, step in front of you, the next foot in front of you, and just figure out the next step and continue that process and focus more specifically in some ways, right? More like what's right in front of you. I'm like, let me just work on this area right now. Watch how abundant everything starts to come your way. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Thank you as always. Please check the show notes for all applicable links. Please leave a 5-star rating, a written review on Apple, and a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show, which helps expand our community, and we are growing rapidly. I appreciate you guys tuning in as always. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.